Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. Unless you
offend it. Improving the state is being a parrot for Donald Trump, agreeing to everything that he agreed with. Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. It ain't happening. I'm not going anywhere. And you can make all your requests for me to resign over my dead body. Will that happen? I will fight this thing till the very end to make this state better. And the question that I think they need to decide is when did the guy in the White House resign? When does he take accountability for what he did? Because it isn't going to happen here in terms of us shying away from making this.
What is Governor Tim, what is he talking about? Over my dead body, he says that he will resign. He's not going to do it. And so let's go to Minnesota. Dustin Grage joins us now, Minnesota-based columnist for Town Hall, a writer for Town Hall, and he gives political analysis and research, and he's here with us live today. Dustin, thank you for coming on the show with us. It's great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. So let me talk to you a little bit about what's leading into Tim Walz pulling himself out of the election to become governor once again. He hasn't resigned yet, so he's going to finish his term. Is this a direct result of the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, where the Minnesota fraud in the system, in the Learing Center, the Quality Learing Center, the daycares across the state, among other things? Do you think that his resignation from running for re-election is a direct result of this fraud report?
I would say it's a direct result of the last year and a half, actually. So go back to the moment he became the vice presidential nominee with Kamala Harris, because if you go back to that time, Tim Walz's approval rating was at 53% in the state of Minnesota. Today, before the Nick Shirley report hit, by the way, 48% and 48% disapproval. So he is locked in the middle right now. Before everything really takes over with the Shirley stuff, then from there, everyone's kind of familiar with the Learing Center and what has come of that, and knowing what was going to come even after that, because even after Shirley kind of just broke open the water gates after the Rufo report, people are familiar with that, led to Shirley. Now we're seeing 2,000 agents come to Minnesota this week to start enforcing not just immigration law, but going about and figuring out which of these businesses are fraudulent. And then Tim Walz, who has known about this fraud that's been occurring for the last 7 years, knows that there's going to be even more and more and more. And it's going to drag along because we're also going to have congressional hearings. State representatives are actually going to be there at the Capitol tomorrow to talk about this. And the whistleblowers that have seen blowback from Tim Walz for trying to actually address this fraud. But he knows he's on the wrong side of history. And when he's at that 48% right now, and all of this is still to come, he knew he was done at this point. So rather than take accountability and actually go through and try to find the voters on this, he decides to step back. But get this, he is now trying to get Amy Klobuchar to run. And why is that, you ask? It's because Amy Klobuchar is the current U.S. senator. So if she were to win the governorship, vacate that seat, guess who she gets to appoint to the U.S. Senate without casting a single vote? Ugh. Governor Tim Walz.
Gosh, I was going to say, he seems like he has nude pictures of somebody. Like, how did he get this far? It doesn't really make sense to me. We're speaking with Dustin.
Fake it till you make it. that is the definition of Tim Walz,
yes.
For sure.
Dustin Grage speaking with us right now. He's a Town Hall columnist. He is in Minnesota. I live in Illinois, Dustin. So working here in St. Louis in a free state and go home to the People's Republic. But we were talking a little bit earlier in the state of Illinois. We're so frustrated. There are so many people who are frustrated with the state government. You know about the fraud, the corruption and all of this. You've been screaming it and nobody's been listening for so long. And I'm wondering if there's a kinship to Minnesotans who have known about this for so much longer. And then Nick Shirley releases this report. It catches fire and everybody knows about it now. Is this vindicating for folks like you, Dustin, who have probably been keenly aware of what's going on and how the state has been run?
Oh, absolutely. And this is why I said it goes back a year and a half at this point, because I had worked in my trade. I have been an operative. I'm recently more into the more reporting, analysis area, writing. But before that, I actually worked for all these statewide campaigns. I wrote the Oppo book on a lot of these candidates for Tim Walz, for Keith Ellison, so on and so forth. So I just simply had this information out there. And once Tim Walz, which I was 2 weeks ahead of the game, people thought I was crazy when I said, Tim Walz is going to be the nominee. I have a source who says he's going to be the nominee. People thought I was crazy. 2 weeks later, I wasn't so crazy. And then, so I just dumped the Oppo book. And then this is kind of where it's come since, because these were reports that were just ignored by local Minnesota media, vice versa. And I have a lot of friends, state representatives out there in Illinois as well. And they say the same thing, or in Maryland or any of these blue states, they will bring up all of this Oppo on these candidates, but until they actually get outside of their insulated bubble, many people will never find out about this stuff. So that has been the gift. The moment he went national is when everything started to fall in his glass house. But yeah, that's been the story.
We're talking with Dustin Grace, Minnesota-based columnist for Town Hall, providing political analysis and research. Dustin, this is Ryan. I have a good friend who lives in Minneapolis. And when this story started to break, I just texted him. I said, hey, is this big local news? Are you guys really paying attention? Or are we just kind of, you know, hearing it from outside and everybody's focusing on you guys, but you're not, you know, that plugged into it? He said, well, I don't know. I pay attention mostly national news too. So he knew all about it. But I'm asking you, being in Minnesota, is this like water cooler discussion type stuff right now?
I would say so. Granted, I come from a little bit of a different background. My family's pretty well attuned to politics, but this was, you know, kind of more of a surface level knowing, like, oh yeah, we know this fraud's happening. We've seen it reported on, and you know, the cycle might last a couple days if it goes on a local newscast. But if you read the paper, you'll never hear about it, because the largest distributed paper here in the state of Minnesota is actually run and operated by a former Tim Walz commissioner. So like the amount of bureaucracy, not just in our government, in the institutional disadvantages Republicans have had there, but as well in media, because a lot of their operatives end up working the media in these local markets and they completely take it over. So that's kind of been the story there. So like, did we know about it? Like, yes, but it's been more surface level stuff. It's never really been in depth. But now when I go to the grocery store, it is rare where I don't hear the word fraud whispered among people 2 to 3 times by the time I'm done grocery shopping. People are talking about it everywhere. That's been the anecdotal evidence. And while we haven't had a new poll since that 48-48 with Walz, I predict Tim probably did some internal polling since all this broke and it did not look good. And quite frankly, if any of his friends were at the grocery store, they were letting him know that this is what people were talking about.
Yeah.
Dustin, you know, right before we started talking to you, we were talking about, would there be arrests? Will, you know, who's going to go down for this? Who's going to take the fall? And I saw, you know, just this morning that there's resurfaced audio from the attorney general there, Keith Ellison, that says that he's on record pledging to help move this stuff past. You know, I'm just asking you, do you think we're actually going to see arrests of known names here?
There is a very real possibility of that. Now, I can't confirm those quite yet, but I have heard very reliable sources say out of the DC belt that there is substantial evidence on some individuals, of which the individuals, I don't know who they are, but I've heard that's a very real possibility. But at a minimum, they are currently going door to door right now, DHS and everyone in Minnesota, and they are going after the smaller fish right now in mass. So that is happening right now. Now, these bigger fish, I will just tell you that Minnesotans all around, and I'm hearing this from senators and reps in their constituency emails, they're like, oh, I'm going to ask for him to resign. They're like, no, we don't want resignations anymore. We want arrests. We want people in handcuffs.
We
this is what
butts.
People are asking for at this point. Because they believe it. And to be just completely honest, I would be shocked if not a single Democrat representative didn't know about this fraud, or at least wasn't involved at some point.
Yeah.
Because how can it stay hidden this long? And quite frankly, there have been, at least at the city council level in Minneapolis, Jamal Osman, who's the highest ranking Somali member on that council. He has actually been involved with this fraud directly. He hasn't been convicted or prosecuted yet on any of it, but his wife had a fraudulent shell nonprofit. Him and his wife ran a nonprofit, handed off to two other individuals, which went on to go commit millions of dollars in feeding our future fraud. So we have direct connections here.
Yeah.
Now, will they reach that point yet? That's still to be determined, but there are individuals caught up in this. The fraudsters are donating directly to their campaigns, so on and so forth. And you have to believe somebody knew something at some point. Now we just have to, like you said earlier in the last segment, we have to prove it and actually get handcuffs out.
Yeah. Dustin Grage speaking with us right now, writing for Town Hall, as he indicated there, a former op. I would love to do...
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Opposition research. That was that super fun? Did you enjoy
it? It is fun.
Yeah.
I have found that it's not that different from reporting.
Yeah.
Already, like, it's, you know, hey, let's go back in the Wayfinder. Let's go find these old articles on these people. If it's just that you put it out there rather than you put out a press release or a memo or whatever to reporters. But a lot of the time, you know, it's kind of frustrating. They don't actually use it or pick it up. So when you actually get to put it out there and people listen, it's a very different ball game. And, it, you know, it's a lot more fun this way.
Yeah.
You can create, you can actually do it yourself.
That does sound compelling. I think I would enjoy that greatly. I want to ask you to, before we let you go, and we really hope you'll come back because we know the story is growing.
Oh, yeah.
It's growing. It's not going away. And we love having you here. I want to ask you to impart on us what you would like to see other states do, because maybe Minnesota is going to be really the biggest crack in the ice where the ripple effects other states, especially these states that are blue states. And we were talking about this a little bit earlier. Like, I don't think the people of the state of Illinois specifically are represented in their government, in their state government. And I'm wondering if you feel the same way, like in Minnesota, the government is not a reflection of the people of Minnesota. Those Democrat parties are corrupt and they've got such a strong stranglehold that they're able to replicate a system that works for them, not for the people. How can other states look at what is being uncovered in Minnesota and has been for years, but now is a national story? How can other states replicate the research, the effort to try to expose that on their own state fronts?
No, I mean, that's a good question. And quite frankly, like, I'll throw a little hat tip here at Elon. I mean, quite frankly, even if Tim Walz goes national, a lot of this stuff still really doesn't come out unless Elon Musk buys Twitter.
Oh,
that is a lot of the reason. I mean, this is just simply me making an account, making some network connections, and dumping out the information I found. That's simply all that ended up happening. Then Fox would pick it up, radio stations like yours would pick it up, and then it became a whole thing. Independent media is so important, and then actually utilizing those resources at our disposal and get just the information out. I recently just did a short documentary on a autism center here in Minnesota, one of the larger ones. They're going to go bankrupt this upcoming week because Tim Walz put 90-day pause payments on all programs, whether they're fraudulent or not. So a business of 20 plus years is now going to go bankrupt and has been a staple for the autism community here. Nobody knew that was happening. I just put out a video. I produced a video, put it out there. Now it's going to be mass produced on Fox News here. I was just given permission that, you know, now that autism center provider is going to go on Will Cain later today.
Ugh.
This is how it happens. Local, you're the guys who all know what's happening and how it's happening. Get that information, package it, and get it to the right people. And put even just put it out there and post it on X and find someone that you can DM to share it. Information is as accessible as it has ever been. Just package it and get it out there, and it will pick up if it's good information.
Yeah, amen to that. And Dustin, that's why we want to have you back specifically on this Minnesota story, because I think getting the report from someone like you after being so grassroots and on the ground there compared to the filter by the time it gets to the national media, it's a 2-minute, you know, little package that gets put together. We want the real story, and we want it from folks like you. Dustin, thank you for the time today. We hope you'll come back soon.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Dustin Grage is a Minnesota-based columnist for Town Hall. He has spent many of his years working in opposition research, in reporting, in exposing truth to the American people. And to his point, I know we say it, but it can't ever be said enough. What Elon Musk, I was just thinking about this. He is, I think, the patriot of our time.
Certainly unexpectedly.
Imagine if Elon Musk was for the other side. I guess he'd be George Soros.
Yeah.
But isn't it weird how, like, the George Soros of the world operates behind the scenes? Could Elon Musk be any more in front? I mean, he's tweeting at night with average Joes.
And he's the spokesperson for his companies. I mean, he's the face of Tesla and SpaceX and everything.
Yeah. Every time it comes up, it is well worth the acknowledgement. Thank you, Elon Musk. You've really given the country a chance for hope. Dustin Grage, go follow him on X at Grage Dustin. And you can go to DustinGrage.com to learn more about what he's doing. Great to have him here. Thank you to Brad for setting that up with us. All right, let's take a quick break. A little more Annie Fry Show around the corner here, of course. Should the Senate pass the SAVE Act, go let us know what you think on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back. There's always something more you wish he'd